Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Before I say another word, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just wrapped up the WPR Winter Membership Drive, and overall, more than 5,700 listeners pledged. And we are delighted to welcome 1,200 new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. And together, you donated $680,000 to Wisconsin Public Radio and the programs that you depend on. Here at Simply Folk, we had a goal for the show last week of 105 pledges. And at last count, we had 112. And we also had a very generous challenge grant of $1,000. And we were able to take full advantage of that match. You guys are the best. Thank you very much. On the playlist tonight, there's some cowboy music, even some cowboy yodeling, also a couple of Irish groups, including Dervish, and we'll hear from a couple of the recent Grammy winners in the folk category. But first, I am not alone in the studio this evening. Milwaukee singer-songwriter John Stano won the 2012 Wisconsin Singer-Songwriter Contest in November. He is here with a couple of guitars to share some of his great songs. Welcome, John.
Hi, Stephanie.
I'm really glad that you're here, and let me just make sure that I have you so we can hear you. How long have you been making music and writing songs?
Probably in high school. That was a time that I started writing poems and songs, and they keep coming. I can't help it now.
What kind of music were you listening to then?
It was great, free-form radio in Milwaukee, and I was listening to people like Mississippi John Hurt and the Delta Blues guys and John Prine and Joni Mitchell and Led Zeppelin, and it was all coming through. And
quite a variety.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard quite a lot of your music, and there's certainly a very strong blues component. There's also a very strong folk component, singer-songwriter. There's a real nice mix of influences.
Yeah, I kind of straddle the fence, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we hear from something to start with? Great. What would you like to start us off with?
I'm going to start with a train song I wrote. Many years ago, my father rode the trains during the Great Depression trying to find work. And many years later, my friend Pete and I rode the trains trying to avoid work. And this is my song about that called Rollin'.
Rollin', okay.
Feel the freight train rolling across the land. Feel the freight train rolling across the land. You know that we're rolling. You know that we're rolling. You know we're rolling. Rolling. Next to those train tracks, they got some forgotten land, where the weeds and the wanderers take their stand. You know we're rolling, rolling. These cows look like black and white specks of paper glued to that North Dakota plain. Black and white specks of paper, 5 miles out from the train. You know that we're rolling. You know that we're rolling. You know we're rolling. Rolling. An old freight yard is poking through the fireweed, with row on row of empty boxcars strung on silvery rails like rusty beads. We're rolling. You know that we're rolling. You know we're rolling. Oh, rolling. Mm-hmm. guitar, I'll bang out a tune. Sing a verse for this train, sing a verse for the moon. You know we're rolling, you know we're rolling, rolling.
Roland, a great train song to get things kicked off this evening. If you're just tuning in, I'm Stephanie Elkins. This is Simply Folk, and my guest is John Stano. He headed over here from Milwaukee. He's a singer-songwriter who's not only won the 2012 Wisconsin Singer-Songwriter Contest, but many others as well, and has done quite a bit of work. And we're listening to some of his songs this evening. And we have, next one coming up is the one that you actually won the contest with,
yes,
which is called Caribou Bar and Grill. And it's a song that, you know, I had heard it before. I heard you play it in November. And it really instantly evokes a slice of Wisconsin.
Right. It's about that great Wisconsin tradition, the corner bar.
It really, it is a Wisconsin tradition.
Right.
And that's something that you capture really well with your lyrics, is you just give us that picture of some of these little pieces of life here in the state.
You.
How did this one come about?
I did a little bit of research.
Okay, the Corner Tavern. A little bit of personal research.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear this one.
All right. Here we go. They got a dead deer's head and a few stuffed fish hanging on the trophy wall. A fairly decent jukebox and an old gold striped pinball. But we didn't hunt, we hardly fished, you know, we mostly just drank beer. I talked about our lives while they passed us by. Ain't William Mona blues in our ear. Grab my change, collect my smoke sometime, and take a $10 bill. Take my seat with the chosen ones at the Caribou Bar and Grill. I said Caribou, sitting there talking and a smoking and a joking and a drinking and a watching the lights reflected in the back of my mirror. Is it any wonder things ain't getting any clearer? If I'd have known back then, like I know now, that we haven't got that much time to kill. Well, I wonder if I would have hung around so long at the Caribou Bar and Grill. Usually count on the usual suspect just a sitting around wasting time. The neighborhood crew, a few off-duty cops spending all those quarters and dimes. Digger Doug Graves, part-time, full-time, he drank up his disability. With old Wild Bill from Morrisonville, they would mumble incoherently. Oh, well, I doubt that Digger is still alive, but if he is and you're looking, you will find him nursing the remains of a 7-ounce tap at the Caribou Bar and Grill. I said Caribou, sitting there talking and a smoking and a joking and a drinking and a watching our lives reflected in the back by mirror. Is it any wonder things ain't getting any clearer? The mind's a terrible thing to waste, so is a tap beer that's chilled. I guarantee they ain't wasting too many of those at the Caribou Bar and Grill. Sometime he'd roam around those one-horse towns in a straight 664 with a 3-speed on the column and an 8-pack on the floor. Other than a few cheeseburgers, you know, there wasn't too much that we didn't need. But we were blowing across the cornfields like a handful of dandelion seeds. You know, the time always came to roll back home. We would roll to the bottom of the hill and we'd take our seat behind the neon lights of the Caribou Bar and Grill. I said Caribou,
sitting there talking and a smoking and a joking and a drinking and a watching her eyes reflected in a back by mirror. Is it anyone that things ain't getting any clearer? Sure, it's funny how time does fly. You swear to God it was standing still. That pretty much sums up an average night at the Caribou Bar and Grill. Well, the Caribou Bar and Grill, sometime I thought we would never leave. I must have worn out all the elbows on all my worn shirt sleeves. There was a rattle and a crack of the bar dice cup. There was a hand-rolled cigarette. Old Buddha just grinning back behind the bar, saying, boys, are we having fun yet? I don't recall when I stopped stopping by, or I would probably be stopping by still. Oh, well, I wonder if there's anybody left I know at the Caribou Bar and Grill. I said, Caribou. Sitting there talking and a-smoking and a-joking and a-drinking and a-watching the lies reflected in the back by mirror. Is it any wonder things ain't getting any clear? But I don't know back then like I know now that we haven't got that much time to kill. Oh, well, I wonder if I would have hung around so long at the Caribou Bar and Grill. Well, I wonder if I would have hung around so long, so long, so long, so long.
The Caribou Bar and Grill, the award-winning song from the Wisconsin Singer-Songwriter Contest last year. That's John Stano with a slice of the Corner Tavern. John, I have to ask you, I know we have a Caribou Bar here in Madison. It's on East Johnson. Is there a real Caribou Bar and Grill?
Well, there's the Caribou Tavern on East Johnson. That's true. And there's a laundromat right next door, and you can do your laundry, and you can go in there and get a drink. So, you know, the names may have been changed to protect the innocent. Let's put it that way.
Okay. You mentioned writing poetry, and I know that you also teach. You teach music. You teach the history of the blues. You've been affiliated at the Wisconsin Conservatory. So do you approach the music from a scholarly standpoint sometimes?
Well, I guess when I'm writing, mainly it's whatever comes out of the guitar. You know, I guess whatever seems to fit for the song works for me. I guess scholarly, probably not. Mm-hmm. I think it was Louis Prima who said, you know, he knows a little bit of theory, but not enough to hurt him any, you know. Hopefully that's the case with me.
Probably keeps things a little fresh, maybe more fresh. Are you teaching now? Do you teach students?
Yeah, I have some private students. I teach out of a studio in Wauwatosa called North Star Music. I also have some schools that I go to and do some music stuff for young kids, kind of music and movement and things like that. And I have done harmonica programs and things like that in the school as well. And hopefully we'll get some of those going too again.
Harmonica is one of those instruments that is so easy to pick up. I mean, well, if you want to play it badly, it's easy. It does take an awful lot of practice, but they're not expensive, and kids can get started on them.
That's been a good selling point for that as a program, that you can get a harmonica for $5 or $6 that the kid keeps at the end of the session, and you know it seems to be a good way to go for everyone, and you can get some pretty some success on it pretty quickly. But like you said, there are subtleties.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you've got it down pat with you've got your holder around the neck. And,
right.
And you've got several harmonicas with you. What did you bring with you? It looks like a fishing tackle box.
Yeah, it is a fishing tackle box, right? That's been commandeered for the harmonicas.
Uh-huh. So you have one for every key that you need and so forth. Okay.
The lures had to go somewhere else.
All right. Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
This one's called Soul Is, and I guess it's pretty self-explanatory as I get into it.
Soul as in S-O-U-L.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. just a paper bag filled with air. Maybe a little baby feels when his mother's there. A studio apartment that sorely needs new furniture. Your body an electric motor, then soul is the armature. Soul is so simple, like biting an apple or three-chord blues. Soul is so complicated, like all your unpaid dues. Tired yellow-orange sunflower that autumn opens like a hand. A foreign language. Sometimes you dream, you understand. Soul is what soul is. Soul of some sparrows playing in a leafless tree. Chirping and chasing, being exactly who they have to be. Or white steam rising from a sewer grate on a winter's day. A bill you think you owe turns out you don't have to pay. What soul is? Soul is a prayer flag that high, clear mountain wind says for you. A tedious job turns out you don't have to do. A black shiny crow flying holes through a pale blue sky. The priests are poets, doctors or lawyers, or you or I. Know what soul is. What soul.
Some thoughts about what soul is. Musical thoughts. What a beautiful song. I really enjoy that one a lot. Was that inspired by anything in particular, or just came to you as a poem?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was actually listening to some Blind Willie Johnson, who was this very gravelly voiced lap slide guitar player who wrote these spiritual songs. And the song is a waltz, so it's not like what he was doing, but he did have a song saying, "What is the soul of a man?" And I guess I was presumptuous enough to take a stab at it.
A very nice stab, I have to say. You play out quite a bit, it looks like, judging from your current gig calendar. Yeah. Were you born in Milwaukee or born and raised? Have you lived your life in Milwaukee?
I lived in Madison for about 8 years as well. I lived in Michigan for a while, but most of my life has been in Milwaukee, yeah.
And do you perform mostly in the Milwaukee area, or do you go other places?
I did get to go to Memphis last February as a part of this International Blues Challenge. I got chosen to go down and represent. It was pretty exciting in the solo duo category and play on Beale Street. But right now I'm kind of trying to keep busy locally. And
well, there's plenty of places to perform. locally, certainly. And in fact, you've got gigs coming up even this week, Thursday, at the, is it Anaba Tea Room?
Anaba Tea Room.
And in Fort Atkinson at the wonderful Cafe Carp.
Yes, on Saturday. I'm looking forward to that.
And that's with Brett Newsky.
Yes, and I'm not familiar with Brett. If you do go to Cafe Carp's site, there is a link to his stuff, too, so you can see what he's up to, but...
That's this coming Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then the following Saturday, Vino 100.
Yeah, and that's in Wauwatosa.
Wonderful. And lots more. And you have a great website that's got all kinds of links to your music and to your CDs. Caribou Bar and Grill is your most recent CD, right?
Yep.
And that's the, we've heard the title song from that one. Are you working on any new songs?
I've got quite a few new ones in the hopper. And if we have time, I'll get to play one today.
All right. Well, let's get back to some music then. What would you like to do next? Oh, I know what you're going to do next. I love the lyrics on this song.
Okay. This song is called Back of Your Mind, and it was inspired by a trip to the Value Village on East Layton, which is very organized by season and color. However, in the corners of the Value Village, that organization falls apart. And I got to thinking it's kind of like a person's mind. You know, you try to keep it all together, but there's this internal dialogue and things fall through the cracks and memories and things like that. So that was a jumping off point for this song.
Back of your mind.
The back of your mind's like a secondhand store full of junk and disorganized. But once in a while you'll find a treasure there. Carry it home for a pretty good price. Carry it home for a pretty good price. The back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind, it's all there. In the back of your mind. Back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind, it's all there. In the back of your mind. The back of your mind's like a broken clock. I can't tell your dreams from your history. Once in a while tells the future too. The back of your mind show a mystery. The back of your mind show a mystery. Back of your mind, oh the back of your mind, it's all there. In the back of your mind. Back of your mind, oh the back of your mind. What you gonna find in the back of your mind? Back of your mind's like a carnival ride, the tilt-a-whirl, or that miniature train, and they tear your ticket and you take a little spin. You take a little spin in the back of your mind. In the back of your mind, there's a funeral, so the smell of roses sometimes make you wanna cry. A fight you fought a thousand times, you keep fighting those battles in the back of your mind. Fighting those battles in the back of your mind. Back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind, it's all there. In the back of your mind. Back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind. Unwind the back of your mind. The back of your mind holds a summer's day, smelling all that green grass, looking at the clouds. All your time's up front because you're just a little kid. You were skipping down a sidewalk and singing out loud. You were skipping down a sidewalk and singing out loud. The back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind, it's all there. In the back of your mind. Back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind. What you gonna find in the back of your mind? Back of your mind, oh, the back of your mind. Unwind the back of your mind.
What are you going to find in the back of your mind? Some wonderful things, maybe some not so wonderful things. That's just great imagery. Do you still write poetry just for the sake of poetry, or are you thinking always about what kind of a tune is going to go along with lyrics that you happen to capture?
I still do write some, yeah. But mainly it's been songs lately.
And I think I read that some of your poetry has won awards as well and been published and so forth.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to, get first place for poetry in the Cream City Review for a poem that I wrote. And then also I've been published like in the Wisconsin Poets Calendar and things like that.
That's one of my favorites. I love that poet, Wisconsin Poets Calendar
yeah,
every year. It's,
yeah.
It's really outstanding. Well, you're busy putting new harmonicas in and changing guitars. And
right.
I did want to ask about your guitars because they're very interesting to look at. The one that we were hearing from the first few songs is a Gibson.
Oh, an old Gibson J45, yeah.
And it's enormous, and it has been played a lot.
Well, I actually picked that one up on it was being sold on consignment by a musician people might actually recognize named Steve Forbert, but he was selling it through Spruce Tree Music in Madison, and I actually bought it there.
And that's been your main instrument ever since.
Yep. Yeah, it definitely has been.
And you're just picked up your National. And you're getting a slide on,
yeah,
so we're going to hear a little bit of slide guitar.
Yeah, it's my National Polychrome Tricone, and this is a song that definitely came out of the riff from the guitar, and this song is called Mainline.
In the big game, everybody around you's metamorphosized. You still feel it the same. What a shame. Change takes such a long time. Won't be the same. But when you're out to the main line, yellow school bus coming, grab your coat and hat, head on down the street. Sidewalk isn't motorized. You gotta move your feet, don't retreat. Bus will come in due time. To the main line. Most complicated dance of all. Start with just one stutter step. Sometimes you feel like you've seen too much. You know you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, you bet. Your eyes grow wide in that time. That's when you get out to the main line. Another year has gone, setting fire to your cake. Wise men once said long ago, sucker, never get an even break. Just you wait. You break even every two times. Won't it be great? You're out to the main line. Won't it be great?
the main line.
Main Line is the name of the song, and we heard it on the resonating national guitar. I never know the right names for the guitars, but that one you had a very complicated three-word title for.
Polychrome Tricone Resophonic. It's quite a mouthful.
All right,
I guess.
It is, but it sure sounds awfully cool with the slide. That's really neat. Well, what would you like to finish with? We have time for just a quickie, and you mentioned
Great.
You're working on some new songs,
yeah,
and we might be able to hear one.
This is the latest one I've been working on, so this is a Simply Folk exclusive here.
All right. The first peak, the early...
And this one was written when, no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't seem to get anything accomplished. I had all these kind of irons in the fire, and... no way to pull them out, and I was getting frustrated and decided to turn that frustration into a song, and that's this one.
Sounds healthy. What's the name of the song?
Tired of sitting around waiting for nothing to happen.
Okay.
Waiting for the parties to compromise, waiting for less scandal, waiting for less lies, waiting for the candles, waiting for the cake, waiting for the trip we were supposed to take. The more I wait, it seems the more less it happens. Tired of sitting around and waiting for nothing to happen. Waiting for the phone call about the gig, waiting for the email from Mr. Big, waiting on the mastering, waiting on the art, waiting on delivery, waiting on your part, checking my watch and my foot is tapping. Tired of sitting around and waiting for nothing to happen. Try to do my best, getting things to flow. The more I grease the wheels, the less they want to go. Try to trim the sails, get this boat in motion. Suck you in the doldrums on the waiting ocean. Well, I'm waiting on the doctor to tell me about your test. I'm waiting, I'm worrying, it's making me a mess. Waiting for the sun, dry away the rain. Waiting till tomorrow, till I'm waiting round again. Twisting in the wind, like a flag that's flapping. Tired of sitting around and waiting for nothing to happen. Waiting on my wife, waiting on my kid, waiting for forgiveness for the careless things I did. Waiting for acceptance to meet up with remorse. Waiting at the finish line for yet one more dark horse. Waiting on the sound, waiting on the sound, waiting on the sound of one hand clapping. Tired of sitting around and waiting for nothing to happen.
Sitting around, tired of sitting around waiting for nothing to happen. Brand new, hot off the press from my guest, John Stano. And John, we mentioned a couple of the gigs, and there are more even. You're at Louis Coop every Friday in March, it looks like.
It's kind of my neighborhood gig, and it's been kind of fun. And Fridays and Saturdays, yeah.
That's
5 to 7 on Fridays, a fun little place.
Yeah, it sounds great. That's... on Russell Ave in Milwaukee.
Yep, right, yep.
And if folks want to find out more about you and your music, they can find a lot at the website, which is johnstano.com.
Right.
And best of luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Your music is great.
And very fun.
Yeah, I love the lyrics, love the music, and it was a real treat to have you here this afternoon. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks everybody out there in Radio Land, too.
Well, you know, folk listeners and folk musicians, it's very much a community, and everybody supports each other. It's really neat how that works. Well, thanks for coming in, John, and we'll keep up with you. Keep us posted about new music.
Great. Thanks
All
again.
Right. Yep.